Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division. OxyChem makes things like chlorine for water treatment facilities. It could be Buffett's last big deal before he hands over the Berkshire Hathaway reins next year. This is ABC News. President Trump's Commerce Secretary is now talking about a past encounter with Jeffrey Epstein.
Howard Lutnick telling a New York Post podcast he believes Epstein got a favorable deal back in 2008 when Epstein pleaded guilty to two state prostitution charges, granting him and any potential co-conspirators immunity from federal prosecution. Lutnick then making this claim.
And what happened in that massage room, I assume, was on video. This guy was the greatest blackmailer ever.
Suggesting without evidence that Epstein may have traded compromising videos of high-profile associates in exchange for leniency.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. Now, the Justice Department says there is no credible evidence of that happening. The death toll has now risen to 72 following that strong earthquake in the central Philippines. 360 people were injured. Disaster officials say there have not been any reports of many more missing people. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On September 30th at approximately 5:41 a.m., Taylor County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a report of a two-vehicle accident in the area of State Highway 13 and Alfalfa Avenue in the township of Chelsea, in Taylor County. It was further reported that the accident involved a passenger vehicle and semi-tractor trailer, and both vehicles were on fire. Taylor County Sheriff's Office deputies, along with Taylor County First Responders, Medford Fire Department, and Taylor County Ambulance personnel were dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, a 19-year-old driver, identified as Alan M. Madison of Ashland, was removed from one of the vehicles involved, a 2010 Red Ford Fusion, which had been fully engulfed in flames. Alan Madison was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the other involved vehicle was provided with medical attention and had no serious injuries reported at the time. Preliminary investigation indicates that the Ford Fusion was southbound on State Highway 13 when it crossed the center line and veered into the northbound lane of traffic, causing a head-on collision with the semi-tractor trailer unit. The collision then caused both vehicles to catch on fire. There were no other occupants in either vehicle at the time of the crash. This incident is still under investigation, and no other information will be released at this time. Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m., it's Create a Cryptid over at the Minocqua Public Library. This is part of Kids and Tweens Night, and is your chance to learn about cryptology legends such as Bigfoot, Nessie, and the Hodag. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m., over in the program room of the Minocqua Public Library. What's holding Wisconsin back from offering 12 months of postpartum care for Medicaid recipients? Lisa Hale shares what some lawmakers think.
Wisconsin is currently one of only two states in the country that does not offer 12 months postpartum care for Medicaid recipients. Fox Valley lawmakers were asked in a virtual town hall meeting how to make it happen in our state. Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh is the co-author of Assembly Bill 97, which would extend postpartum coverage from 90 days to 12 months.
This bill introduced and yet to receive even a public hearing, despite the bipartisan support and passing in the Senate. The holdup is in the majority party leadership in the assembly, not because there's not support on this.
Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said she does not see passage happening in the House and called out the person she holds responsible.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side. He is refusing to allow it to get a hearing. He's refusing to allow it to get to the floor. He alone is the obstacle.
Republican Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken was also part of the virtual town hall. He noted that the bill has passed the Senate with bipartisan support.
I've voted for it on the Senate floor and each of the past two sessions, but far be it from me to say exactly what it's going to take the assembly to pass a bill, but I do think its best chance to pass might be in combination with some other reforms.
The virtual town hall meeting was hosted by the League of Women Voters, Appleton Fox Cities, and the League of Women Voters, Winnebago County. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ, high character individual, but I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So the pheasant season will be upon us soon, and I'll bet most of you out there have not touched your shotgun, and that's not a good thing. You need to knock the rust off, and I'll tell you how to do it, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
So the pheasant season will soon be upon us, and I'll bet most of you pheasant hunters out there haven't touched your shotgun for a long time. You're going to get out in the field, and you're going to make some bad shots, and you're not going to know why. Best thing for you to do right now is to get to a Sporting Clays range and take some shots. And these hunt clubs are all over the place. You can get out and shoot some Sporting Clays here before the season starts and know exactly what you're doing wrong and know exactly what you're doing right. Now, the hardest shot's going to be that dropping quartering shot. And that's the one you're going to want to work on. You're also going to be able to figure out, how far am I going to have to lead my target with this gun, with this load? It's going to make a big difference when you get out in the field. Some of the toughest shots I have are those layup shots, where that bird's just kicking right out there in front of you because they're rising. And you got to get over the top of that bird to make sure that you hit it square. So I have to end up practicing a lot too, and I consider myself a very good shot. So get out there, get to a range, knock off the rust so that when you get out in the field, you're going to be able to drop those birds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54. 98 Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Thank you.
stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky.
Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey Dwight, hey Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
My country. All day long.
All day.
My country station.
98Q Country.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend, come on. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. It might take all night to get her off my mind.
smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand, sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down. So I started
Brian there, 98Q Country. Joel here in the morning show. Another keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Boy, big weekend for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. If nothing else, if there's nothing about the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest that does anything for you, just like Joel, pumpkins, bingo, family fun, great food, beverages, all that, you're like, no. Well, Big G's going to be there, all right? Big, yeah. So, yeah, I got you. I got you. 10 to 1, Big G will be there broadcasting from Avon Avenue. He'll have the prize wheel out there and talking with folks and having a good time at the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest. There's so many fun things to do this weekend. The kids are going to love this with the Olympics going on, kids Olympics, family Olympics going on down at the park, and kids bingo and just all kinds of family activities and great food. The cranberry brats, I'm assuming, will be back, right? There's always great food down there, too, and the weather is going to be, this might be the nicest fall fest we've had in quite a while. You get into that first Saturday of October, and yeah, it can be a little cool. Even in the morning, I think it's going to be 55 or 60, so it's going to be a wonderful day to be in Phillips for the Fall Harvest Fest. All Saturday, if you want the early pickings of some of the arts and crafts vendors and stuff, you know, get there right away at like 9 o'clock. They've got craisins and fresh cranberries right from our local marshes that are available for purchase also down there. So that's on Saturday. Big day. Brewer playoff baseball, we are gearing up for that. We will know by later this afternoon who they will play. We're hoping for the Cubs, right? Two reasons we want the Cubs. First of all, because we want the Cubs. I mean, we want to beat the Cubs. We want Craig Counsell in there. We want that. That'll be a fun series. And second of all, we don't want any West Coast games, San Diego. So games three and possibly four, that would be out in San Diego. You know, we don't need a 9 o'clock start. We don't need that stuff. So let's keep it right here. So go Cubs today. Go Cubs. 4 o'clock. They'll have their game this afternoon. Birthdays, anniversaries. If you have someone who's celebrating, let us know right now. We'll give them a little shout out. Give them a chance to win the cake. 715-762-3221 is our phone number to reach us to get us your birthdays, anniversaries. Even if it's belated from earlier in the week, we'll still let you in. We'll still let you in. Twice an hour. News, sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal government is still shut down. The White House says furloughed workers could be fired as soon as this week. Warren Buffett has announced his biggest deal in years with Berkshire Hathaway's $9.7 billion acquisition of Occidental Petroleum's chemical division. OxyChem makes things like chlorine for water treatment facilities. It could be Buffett's last big deal before he hands over the Berkshire Hathaway reins next year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be flushing their water mains. You may experience low water pressure or possibly discolored water during this time period. It is best to avoid washing clothes during this time and cooking with the water as well. So please plan accordingly. Once again, October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be performing water main flushing. You may experience low water pressure and possibly discolored water. Please plan accordingly. This is your reminder about the book sale taking place at the Phillips Public Library from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 4th, and running the entire month of October. There's going to be lots of great items rotated weekly, so don't miss out. Come early and come often. And during the book sale, there will be a box in the lobby to collect children's clothing, sizes infant to 5T for the Head Start and Early Head Start programs. Once again, beginning Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and running the entire month of October, it's the Phillips Public Library Book Sale, taking place at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Young people sometimes get a bad rap for not being interested in what's going on in the world around them. This story proves that thought wrong. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter recently honored the Oshkosh North Communities Program as the Youth and Young Adult Heroes for 2025. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to use to help victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise the money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go.
Lieb added, helping the Red Cross was a good way to show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross recognized those they called local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ, high character individual, but I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, big cross-country meet down in Athens today. Most of our area cross-country teams, Phillips, Prentice, Shawamigan, will be down in Athens for that meet today. The Phillips 7th and 8th grade volleyball team will play host to MLT today. The Prentice football team was to have a game tonight, but that game has been canceled, so no football game there. And the Butternuts athletic schedule has the volleyball team traveling to Washburn, and the high school, middle school cross country team will be running up in Drummond this afternoon.
Burgers Bar and Grill invites you to celebrate Phillips Fall Festival all week long. Monday, enjoy a $9 basic burger with a side. Tuesday, grab $2 beef or $3 chicken tacos, hard or soft. Closed Wednesday. Thursday at 5, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday all day, Wisconsin Friday Fish Fry. Don't miss the 15th annual Charity Rib Cook-Off at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, benefiting Phillips Wrestling Club and Wounded Warriors Camp Hackett. Find Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips.
Now, birthday wishes going out. Trayton Radlinger is celebrating a birthday today. Trayton, happy birthday to you. A 12th birthday for Trayton. Other celebrities other than Trayton that are celebrating today, Kelly Ripa, the syndicated morning TV host, has teamed up with Regis Philbin, Michael Strahan, Ryan Seacrest. She has also starred in the soap opera. Oh, when she became a star on the morning TV show, I looked at her and I said, I remember her, because back in my younger days, All My Children was something that I watched. I blame my mom for that. And I'm not like, she was on my soap opera. What's she doing there? But she's pretty good at that morning show stuff. She's like the new Kathy Lee Gifford, right? She is. She's good at that morning stuff. 55 for Kelly Ripa today. Kelly Willis is celebrating a 57th birthday today. Should I know who that is? All right. Let's learn together. I don't know who Kelly Willis is. Kelly Willis is an American singer and songwriter. Okay, there you go. I don't know. Gillian Welch, the acoustic singer, songwriter, is a New York native and is 58 today. Joylynn White, 64 today. Greg Jennings, the Restless Heart band member, not the Packer, not the former Packer wide receiver. 71 for Restless Hearts, Greg Jennings today. Who else here you may recognize? Chris Ledoux, country singer, famous rodeo, had a link to the rodeo, singing rodeo songs. 1948 he was born, passed back in 2005 of liver issues. Who else here? Joelle Saunier, the country artist. Probably the name of a country artist that you just say, well, he's not a country artist, because it sounds like French. And I don't know if he had like one or two hit songs. And I don't know if he's an American singer-songwriter. He's got a great first name, but there's a dash in the middle of it, so it confuses all of us. Joelle Saunier, 79 today. So that was way back 80s, 90s that he did stuff. Johnny Cochran, the high-profile defense attorney, represented O.J. Simpson. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. 1936, he was born. We lost Johnny Cochran back in 2005 at the age of 68. Maury Wills, Dodger great, base dealer. Born on this day, 1932. Maury Wills passed a couple years back in 2022. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys singer Leon Rausch is 98 today. Still going, 98. And Groucho Marx, one of the famous, probably the most famous of the Marx Brothers. He went on to do the game show You Bet Your Life. If you got a little downtime today, YouTube You Bet Your Life, Groucho Marx. It's everything the 1950s was about when it comes to TV. But it's kind of a cute game show. So Groucho Marx of the Marx Brothers, born on this day, 1890. He passed back in 1977. And who else here? Mahatma Gandhi, the icon of nonviolent political action. He drove the British out of India back in 1947. Mahatma Gandhi, born on this day, 1869. He passed in 1948.
It's Big G from 98Q Country inviting you to join me live Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Enjoy over 50 arts and crafts vendors, great food, and kids' activities, including the Phillips Children's Museum. Catch live music from Reunited and Tom Burke, plus bake sales, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and local store specials. Spin our prize wheel for prizes including local certificates, Milwaukee Zoo, and Mall of America passes. Remember, Saturday, October 4th, Fall Festival in downtown Phillips.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98Q Country.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. And you're losing all Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
Who are these guys?
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. On a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98 Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G.
Date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy.
Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is song sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high.
98 Q Country.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend and tell the truth. And overuse, I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Never let your praying knees get lazy. Them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat.
Lee Brice, 98Q Country. Joel here on a Thursday. Hope you are well on the 2nd of October. We'll warm it up. Some near record or record high temps expected here over the next 2 or 3 days in a lot of the northern parts of the U.S. So we'll get this thing back to normal temperature-wise probably Monday. But now through Sunday, very nice. Very nice. A couple of community things I want to let you know about. First of all, senior dining is available for you. If that's something that you need more information on, you can reach them at 339-2158. Tomorrow they'll be they will be serving up, let's see, they've got fish sticks tomorrow, and tater tots and coleslaw and lemon pudding. And a little cake with a lemon pudding cake. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Ken, and Brentwood, 339-2158. You need more information on Price County Senior Dining. And the second thing I want to let you know about is the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. They've been doing this for well over 30 years. And it's open every Saturday from 9 to 11. And all you do is you drive up, and it's like a 30-second process to get basic information if you've never been there. And your family will receive anywhere from, depending on the week, 40 to 50 pounds of food absolutely free. And for more information, the very basic income guidelines, you can go to thelordscupboard.org or the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page. So Saturday mornings are there from 9 to 11 right in downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Check them out if you need more info at thelordscupboard.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country. Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopoly Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
98Q Country.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance.
Save me.
the real thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
Comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire been up a little while, and when checked the wire, sure enough it's live.